Caller, let's hear what Leap has to say.
You know that it's Colt Gang, huh?
Fuck, no, I'm gonna ignore this shit.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
That is a fantastic idea.
I gotta wait for her to stop calling so I could turn it down so I don't ignore her call, then she gets pissed.
Yeah, I understand.
That's how it goes.
Cell phones. Yep.
That's some tactical stuff.
Are we recording, by the way?
Yeah, we are.
I hope she hears my fucking... my method.
All right, we're live on the Joe Rogan Experience. Adam, why don't you take that mic and just put it like right in your face there.
Right,
yeah. Put it right here. Right there. All right, right so, here. Okay, I could taste it.
So we've got Adam on the podcast tonight, and he's talking to us about Holocaust denial.
Am I? Holy shit, Kurt! Fuck, I didn't bring any notes. Yeah, that's my line, dude. Yeah.
That's our South Park catchphrase.
Wah wah wah!
Hello, we're still doing the level thing.
So is this like conspiracy theory shit? Is that what you guys do?
We can.
Do something more lighthearted and fun tonight.
No, the ice sphere was last that. Official episode.
Really. Isn't that where we
Matt,
said
you
Luke
keep
again?
Ripping my headphones.
You
out
had to
there,
go
buddy.
Return right. The time machine.
It's okay. You can do that.
Listen, you guys. We tried to meet the ice yetis and it didn't quite work out. We won't email us if you want to get the spicy deets.
Yeah. I'm what's online that's at gmail.com.
Oh, is there some music going on?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Dan plays to play us in.
Sherry Cook with an MVP.
I try and line it up with the thing.
Dope.
Fuck yeah, boys.
Hey, Dan. Can I try that room again? Yeah.
Whoa.
Got it.
The cap's off. Careful.
Sip it on it, too.
I'm kidding. What is that?
No cap.
That's my favorite one.
No scope.
Oh,
whoa!
Probably got that on there.
Did you say 360 no scope?
Yeah,
I might have.
Oh,
it's my favorite.
Hey, we'll it's the captain.
Can I sip that too? Actually, what is that? Blue choir, blue chair.
Yeah, I want to taste.
Never heard of this, but it's a glass.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. Why didn't we release an episode last week? And what is online tonight? We have Matthew Harding. He's here. Oh, my God. Oh, lovely, lovely. We have Ryan later. Pluck.
I got a big old pirate jug.
He's got a big old pirate jug. We have Daniel Ryan.
Hey, it's me.
Can't hear you.
Returning audio engineer.
You can't hear me. You should be able to hear me.
Yeah,
that's
no, I can hear you.
I'm right in there going to walk, 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 walk.
Tonight we've got a...
Yeah, my levels are fine. You're tripping.
Yeah, they're fine. Shut up. I'm doing the intro. We have a special guest tonight.
Ooh, special.
We've got...
Retarded.
Adam Bartle. Is that your...
Yeah.
Adam Bartle. You know what? Your last name comes up so...
It sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, it sounds like a Pokemon. We've got Adam Bartle on the podcast.
He's called Adam Turtle.
How would that Pokemon sound?
Thanks for that great intro, buddy.
Yes.
What's your name again?
My jaw went Bartle completely Bartle. Slack and my eyes went in two different directions.
Good. I saw that.
Trying to remember Adam's last name.
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
So, Jesus. How's everybody been? We've kind of had an eventful week. You can
go ahead, Matt. Yeah. Start us off.
You got something?
Nah.
Okay, that's fine.
Tangle Headphones are shooting a music video today.
Oh, so. I saw you post that on Facebook. There were three different garden gnomes.
Yeah.
Involved. Apparently.
There was Lemmy, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and the gnome that we named Carl.
That's great.
Yep.
That's beautiful. That's
so
beautiful.
Look out for that soon.
Awesome. Awesome. You've been up to much, Dan, since you're...
I've been doing well.
Well, considerably better, right?
Considerably better. Yes, definitely. I'm in a good mood, man.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Is there any particular reason for that, or is it...
Having good luck with females.
Having a good time. All right, well, good for you, Dan.
Yep.
Don't make bad dick decisions.
I don't.
Are you sure?
See, I told you I was getting back into stand-up.
Yeah. While sitting down. Adam, is anything crazy happened, recent memory to you or within the last week that you want to share with the... This is like show and tell, but with like your adult life.
It's show and tell? No, I mean, not anything too crazy this past week. Had my kids this weekend. It was a pretty fun time.
relaxed, responsible.
Yeah, relaxed, responsible, you know. Yeah. Hung out. It's my daughter's birthday here soon, so we had some cupcakes earlier. That was a good time.
Cool, cool. How old?
She will be 4.
Holy fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Oh my God. Time flies.
Every passing birthday of my friend's kids just reminds me of what little I've done with my life. Not to make it all about me, but I'm happy for you.
It's okay.
And Matt, do you want to make a quick
anything happen?
All right, my week. Gone to work, played pool, went to jail, went to work again. So
usual.
That's about it.
Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I noticed you walked in funny earlier. I didn't want to. I just assumed that.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Long shit.
Kurt and I actually had really an in depth conversation about Matt probably wouldn't get raped in jail.
Nah. We actually did. We were trying to make ourselves feel better because. Because
we both know that both of us think Kurt would get raped in jail.
I didn't.
I could see that.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. They didn't fuck with me.
Yeah. He welcomed it.
Yeah.
He said, it wasn't rape. He said, I consent. And they said, I'm not turned on anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm like,
I like the struggle.
Yeah.
He said, we are criminals. Come on. You know what we're into. Things that people tell us not to do.
Wow. I did it right when they put the handcuffs on me. And they're like, well, you're not in jail yet. You're not getting fucked. Definitely not by me.
You should have told them that you had, like, meth in your butthole.
They're going in face first, I guess. Yeah.
You don't want to fish it out with your tongue.
Fucking hell.
No, fucking a cop.
Yeah, I had a dark week. That was...
All right, well, we don't need to get into that right now.
Did you have a dark night?
I'm Buttman.
Yeah.
You did.
Buttman?
That's what I heard. Buttman, who's Kurt's throbbing is what I want to know.
That's why I was confused. Maybe Matt's just playing him in the movie.
Did you guys know that Greg's completely down the line?
What?
I can't play music that I don't own the rights to on the podcast. Yep. So look up Greg's or Lay Down the Law by G Love on the Yeah That's Right album.
Is that
Yeah It's That Easy album?
The recommendation of the week.
Yeah, dude, it's just been stuck in my head for like 3 weeks, nice. And I just
I heard you playing it on the mic the other day when you were cleaning our kitchen.
Can I?
Yeah, I walk around and I ask people. If they know that Greg's gonna lay down the law, and they say what, and then put the song.
I couldn't even hear that.
You even come into my room and say
many things. That a bunch of be stupid shit. On this podcast.
I gotta say, like living with Dan is
always a surprise.
It's not even a surprise because
it doesn't have to be good.
What
to be a surprise.
Kind of surprise, though?
He knocks on my door, and it sounds important. And I open
sometimes
the door, and he's just like, "Hey, I'm a young N-word with a dream." And then leave. Yeah.
See, that's how I get you, because it's like reverse Pavlov, where like sometimes it's like, hey, I made you tacos. But then sometimes it's like, hey, I have this information I'd like to have a conversation about.
Oh, no, that, yeah.
And then sometimes I'm just like, hey, I wait for you to open the door, and I'm just like, fuck you, and I walk away.
Or sometimes it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you knock on the door, and I'm like, you better not be a young N-word with a dream right now. And then you're like, hey, could you pick up Matt from jail? I'm like, oh, shit.
And
yeah,
then,
it is.
And then you're like, was he being a melanin-enriched fellow with lofty ambitions?
Sometimes I play along, sometimes.
Fuck.
Hey, Dan, thanks for picking... You are, Dan. Oh. Thanks for picking me up.
No problem.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know. And then you ordered food, and then I ordered food.
It was
delicious. And then I was like, I'm going to buy this motherfucker's food. He just got out of jail.
Yeah, no, I thought that was fucking real. Thank you.
How was jail, by the way, Matt?
Fuck you. I don't want to talk about it.
We'll get into that later when it's a little less fresh.
He didn't get fucked, but he did fuck.
That's a bummer.
Nice.
But also a win, I guess.
He's Buttman.
Matt doesn't get fucked, but he does
man.
Fuck.
Da, 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 and throbbing.
That's your entry line. You walk into your block and you say, I don't get fucked. I fuck.
Listen, I'm not here to get fucked, but I'm here to fuck.
And
listen,
I'm all
God damn it, you're hired.
Serve my sentence.
they give him a police baton and a uniform. And they're like, all right.
You know how this works.
Yep. He passed the final test.
Good, good. I'm glad that we have such an intricate knowledge of the criminal processing system here in the U.S. It's great. All right, Adam, you said that nothing crazy has happened to you, but we've got you on the podcast. We should probably explain why. Why are you here?
Because Matt asked me to last week, and I couldn't say no.
All right, all right.
He made you.
He's like, "Hey, man, you want to come get drunk and be on the podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, that sounds cool."
Exactly what happened.
And then he made chicken.
How most of our guests come to be.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. He made it sound like you were asking because you called him and hey, Matt, it's like, can Adam come on the podcast? And I'm like, well, there are like three other people we want on, but he called. So
he's the only one that replied. Wasn't the one to initiate this.
No, I mentioned that you should be on the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Next week, you're like, yeah, so you mentioned me being on the podcast, and I was like, yeah, dude, come on over.
Yeah, and now I'm here.
Exactly. No, and that's amazing. You didn't cancel on us like a lot of our guests do. So.
Well, shit.
We're like a really shitty talk show.
We are.
How it's like...
No, that is our podcast, yes.
What's a Line podcast? Tonight's special guest, some other guy we know.
Well, do you I'm know? Having fun.
Adam,
some other guy.
Adam's a good friend of ours. We met him way back in the day, and you're from California, right?
Yeah, I was born there. Yeah,
you were born there. Did you grow up there? Or?
That explains a lot.
For a little bit, yeah. I mean,
do you think? How do you feel about it today? You know, they decriminalized the act of like fucking somebody and not telling them that you have HIV.
What the fuck?
No comment on that. Okay.
No guilty. Feelings about that.
Didn't know that. I mean, that's kind of fucked up.
I mean, they did have Magic Johnson on the Lakers, so they wanted him to still be popular.
What kind of podcast am I on, actually? Maybe I don't. Matt, fuck you.
I don't think any of us have any idea what kind of...
How do you feel about the Golden State killer? The
Golden State... I mean, I think he did an okay job.
Yeah, well, he's famous.
Did
so.
He get caught?
Yeah, he did eventually.
Know.
But like,
no comment as well, I guess.
Okay. If California falls off into the sea, how many people do you love are at the bottom, like living like Atlanteans?
Well, I'm gonna be sad because any loss of life is pretty
tragic.
Pretty
yeah.
sad. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Well, but. typical libtard answer. Ben Shapiro, I mean, come in here and. Beat this motherfucker.
Maybe I'm in the wrong place.
But then you can go to Vegas and be at a coastline at the same time.
Whoa. That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
How that would make Fallout New Vegas a lot more fun.
How often do you use your surf
Shout
skills?
Shout out to Hoodie.
I don't surf.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah,
only the web.
Got him.
I do think when I first met you, you kind of had a bit of a sort of like stoner, surfy California accent.
What's I up, think Dad? That just might be me.
Yeah,
know.
No. Or it could just be you, but I was...
Maybe I'm just a stoner. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it? Jenna said that like you shaved your legs and stuff like that, and you kind of talked like...
Oh, we're bringing that up, huh?
Well, I...
Okay.
Knee-jerk reaction. Oh, this guy's a bit fruity.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, but no, you...
Not going to lie, we all thought that. Mm-hmm. But we still love you.
Yeah, I didn't know you were nice.
I guess I'm a pretty guy.
But now I do think that.
I mean, I...
That was my first...
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to front. I have shaved my legs before. But
that's fucking
Can
gay.
You say, I ain't fronting?
I ain't fronting, Dan.
There we go.
You dirty nice. Dan. Thanks. You dirty man, you.
Oh, now
you've To
now
be
you've
completely
lost it.
Fair to you, though, even though you shaved your legs, you had some really tight skinny jeans when we first like met. So, like, I'm sure
that
like,
is
was
true.
Functional. Like,
it's, oh, yeah. I mean, I have two kids. Everything functions.
Even Hear that, ladies? Alcoholism. Not impotent. Adam Bartle.
Yep. I got a well-working member down there.
Right.
Left.
So yeah, hit us up on what's on our podcast.
You can email us.
We don't usually roast the guests on when they first come on here. Yeah, I'm sorry. We want everybody to get a good idea of what Adam is, and
he has hairy legs now.
He does have hairy legs.
Yeah,
now.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have skinny jeans on right now. So.
He's got nice like
he's got
very
fucking
tasty.
Short shorts.
He's got short shorts.
Yeah, I upgraded to short shorts.
Hat crew. Visual high five.
Oh, yeah, they're nice. Both wearing hats.
Yes.
Yeah, we got hats.
My fat head gets, like, sweaty whenever I, like, wear a hat on the podcast.
I'm bald.
That's why you gotta wear the trucker hat.
Yeah, bald, you gotta get
You could wear a trucker hat, Matt.
What?
You'd wear a trucker hat.
What?
Yeah, throw on that
trucker hat, like the waffle hat, you know?
Waffle like the Waffle hat. House?
Yeah.
The Waffle, yeah, what
it's
people wear at Waffle
road,
House.
Yeah. You know? A piece of trash over there.
Bro, are you getting waffles or are you getting pancakes? Are you getting eggs?
Up, am I putting He's on getting like pancakes. Burger King wrapper on my head or what?
Waffles.
Huh? A what? Burger King crown?
You want one? I'm going to get it for your birthday.
And then you can be the king.
Oh,
king. But that means that you have to let other people have it your way. Does the king get it his way? That's a weird king, because he's just letting everyone else have it their way.
I think he gets off on letting other people have it their way while he... That is his way.
I mean, it could be a good king, but it also could just lead to financial disaster.
Do you think, the Burger King guy likes to let other people have their way with his wife?
Burgers?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, Kurt, that does sound very logical.
Right. Do you think that maybe eating Burger King is the reason why we have so many cuckold like fetishes popping up?
I was just
definitely.
Yeah.
It's all because
Kurt,
of King.
Why don't you let us know?
I'll do some investigation. You know, yeah. I'm the designated
investigator.
Since detective. Alex Jones has been banned off of Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, somebody needs to ask these hard-hitting questions. Why do we have so many cucks here in America?
It'd be fun to just carry a Whopper around with you at all time, and anytime you get in an argument with someone, you can be like, fine, have it your way.
Slap him with the
face. Which would be good, because it'd probably be an old Whopper, too. Like, it wouldn't be good anymore.
I mean, it would just be a flat Whopper.
Flat Whopper.
Whoppers already.
They don't look like the pictures, buddy.
Dan was saying they're going to be cold.
Matt believes
old.
In Flat Whopper.
Flat Whopper? Flat Whopper.
Matt, are you a Flat Whopper conspiracy?
I think I am.
Matt.
That's impossible.
Listen, Flat Earth is right. one thing, wait, but
wait,
Flat
wait.
Whopper.
No, Matt can have it his way, guys.
Yeah. there are people who like, smash their burgers like before they eat them.
This is
like they. Why would they
fuck a burger?
I mean,
smash burgers are a thing, but...
Yeah, exactly. Flat Whopper.
Hi, welcome to Burger King. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I can have my way, right? Yeah, what do you want? I want a Whopper, but I want it flat.
Fucking smash that shit.
They just roll it over with a rolling pin.
Step on it. Yeah, it's like when you're trying to tell a cabbie to go fast. I want a Whopper. Step on it.
Stat.
Throw him an extra 5.
That was a...
No.
You go up there, hey, let me get a large number 8 and make it snappy. And then you get to the window and they give you your food and then they hand you a turtle.
Oh, like, I thought they were going to go.
And they're like, you're like, what's this?
Musicians.
And they're like, oh, it's a snapping turtle. You said make it snappy.
That would be tight, actually.
And then it bites you and you lose a finger.
Yeah. What if,
have it your way.
Lunch and a pet.
What if the guy's name was Snappy and he's like, you don't need to boss me around like that.
Listen, dude, Snappy. I'm not on the... I'm working the register right now. Please chill.
No, you get a Flat Whopper worth some turtle... Like a turtle and some elephants.
Worth some turtles and elephants.
Matt, Flat
like
Whopper is just
in turtles
a
and
conspiracy
elephants.
Theory. There's no, there is real. So many proof, so many facts disproving Flat Whopper.
I know.
Is yeah, it impossible, on. Would you say?
The impossible Whopper, I got Whopper? It. Mm. Ooh.
Matt.
I've never had one, though. Is it good?
I have no idea.
A Whopper?
No, impossible Whopper.
I do have Whopper. To tell you guys, I did go to Burger King, and you know, they say have it your way.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Hey, come I can have it my way, right? And they're like, okay, yeah,
that
sure.
looks pretty flat.
Well, why don't my way? I
Dan just looked it up. It is fucking flat.
Exhibit Whoppers
A.
are flat.
Yeah.
It's just like a piece of paper.
Well, oh, yeah, of course they're like flat. A, they're yeah, cheap. Stock. They need to like cook them in like 30 seconds. Like
They yeah. flame broil this way.
I mean, I think they microwave them, to be honest.
Wait, Dan,
I don't
did
know.
You actually
yeah,
think
that's
that
like
Whoppers
only a
2D
thing.
Like,
huh?
Did you think that Whoppers had like more volume to them, or like?
No, look, it's flat.
They're more voluptuous yeah. than that picture, I See? Guess.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
If you lay it down.
Oh, flat. And you know what you're gonna lay down, or who's
the
gonna
law.
Lay down what?
The logs.
Greg.
Yeah,
the
log. Yeah.
Who the fuck's Greg?
I don't know.
You know,
he's old Greg.
Old Greg. Oh old yeah, the guy that likes.
He's the guy who owns the waters.
He likes drinking Bailey's out of a shoe or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you.
And he loves you.
He does.
He
Him
does.
And Barney would have a good time together.
Yeah. I don't
is,
think
is that the same old Greg would. That has the downstairs mix-up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The mangina.
Okay.
He's got the phone.
I got it now.
Barney and old Greg porn parody's got to be weird.
Oh, can, God.
Is that
also,
like,
the PBS show is really strange out there. That's all. That's weirder than the porn, really. The fact that there's no fucking in the PBS show is...
It's for adults,
it's just
right?
dinosaurs and children. Crazy.
Do you think
crazy
someone who's trying to transition goes to the doctor and says, I want the old downstairs mix-up?
What you doing in my wild?
Shit, that's what really I order at Burger King.
I really like that phrasing. Because that's what you order at Burger King.
I want the downstairs mix-up. The number six.
Yeah, man, that's when they step on it.
Step on it.
We on the What's Online podcast are very respectful to the trans rights activists and trans community at large. If you have a problem with what we said, email us so we can read it live on the podcast.
So we can email you the 9/11 episode.
Oh, you guys are are sick.
Did we,
thank you.
Have we mentioned that?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I've been sick in a while. Yeah. Kurt was sick like last week.
I was sick. I was like half sick all week. It sucked ass.
I'm on a healthy streak. You guys want some tacos?
I'm all right for right now.
That actually sounds
good. No, I made chicken.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he is making chicken. Matt's cooking. You guys have been cooking up a fucking storm.
Matt, tell us what you're cooking tonight. I want to hear.
I have 22 tacos in that mini fridge.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
What kind of tacos?
Good ones. Homemade the salsa. Homemade delicious. Poblano
what kind of meat?
Turkey.
And turkey tacos.
I seasoned the fuck out of it and tricked Kurt into thinking it was beef because I did it well.
Oh, shit.
It's true. I was completely
tricked. Well, I guess we're going to feast tonight, boys.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Matt,
chicken with a side of tacos.
Chicken with a side of tacos is what
sounds good. It's like we're already drunk.
It does.
That's a good response. That doesn't make sense.
It does.
It fits that. Mm. You're role-playing. Being already drunk.
Oh, we're role-playing now, huh? Hey,
role-playing, quotation marks.
Yeah, let's method act being drunk for the podcast.
That's erotic role-play, being drunk for the podcast.
Oh, is that why you drink all week? You're just method acting for your character on the podcast?
Yes, that's true.
Man, dedication.
The beer gut is part of the act, too, even though you can't see me on the podcast.
It helps you feel like you're in character.
It's Daniel Day-Lewis levels of
dedication.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were
he's successful.
Day,
I'm not. I'm dedicated to being a washed up loser who has a podcast once a week. It's going real well.
It's going great.
Cool.
Chug, 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 chug.
Hey.
Taking a shot in podcast land.
Your wrist? What about it? There's no hair right
what
there.
What time is it?
It's weird how your arm is so hairy and it just stops there. Is that what you're trying to get me to look at?
I think Matt's trying to say
it's like a different shade.
My chicken's in the oven. I need to know how long
he
been
has
on.
To check the chicken.
Not choke it.
How long
have
you been on one, Matt? Fucking forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're always on one, man.
Easy. Yeah.
He is one.
Matt, when are you ever off your bullshit?
He is one with the one.
Matt, when was the last time you bullshat?
Yeah, Matt. Yeah. Back on my bullshit. I got
Matt's
some
not
money
like
I'm
back
hard like full
good
dick.
Matt's never like I'm back on my
king,
bullshit
I'm
again. He's like
rich.
Continuing
Manta,
to be on his
Musa,
bullshit forever.
Do it.
He's on the fucking Mobius strip of bullshit.
Mobius is a good artist.
Yeah.
Matt's ready to
dead,
cook you dinner and yuck you up.
I think so.
Yeah. He is a good artist. You're
lady
correct.
Shit.
Where is it?
Da 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 da.
We need to get. I need to get good at drawing so I can make like Frank Frazetta Mobius like level of
the money to blow.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left, Dan? Are we done yet?
No.
This is my
we
jam.
We have enough time for another.
I don't know what this is, but I'm digging it.
Well, because the first line is.
Back on my bullshit. Woo! Let's turn that shit up. Yeah, do shots.
Back, this is bullshit.
It's my song.
It's my song.
Oh
yeah, there's my another Mansa Musa Anderson by Anderson Paak. That's on bullshit. His Oxnard album.
Maryland.
But if you go to Oxnard, you're supposed to listen to Six Summers because it's a better track.
Oh yeah, I farted.
Matt farted. Shit.
No, just fart.
Are you sure?
Hopefully.
You're not sitting next to him. I'm not
or
sure.
It is leaking.
I'm unsure.
All right, Dan, you know what? Since
I've had some stains happen on this couch. Don't you be one of them.
Oh, geez. I'm sitting on the same couch they're talking about.
Dude, it's blue.
It's casting.
There's a blue stain.
I need airlifted.
And
out
there's
here
wine
right
on it now.
Oh, nice.
I'm drinking
and beer.
Alcohol out of a Stitch mug from Lilo and Stitch.
Dan, why are you
Snitches
whining
get
so much?
Stitches. Shout out to Lilo.
Dan, give me a. Pitch me Anderson Paak.
Pitch it.
Pitch. Oh, make you like Anderson Paak?
Yeah, no, give me like a, what does he sound like? What artist would he be like that? Like, why is he good?
I don't know, dude. He's,
who is?
So like, he's kind of rapping. You'd probably classify him as rap, but I don't know. He's got a neo soul style that I like about him. Not neo as heavy soul. As like Reggie Snow or No Name, but it's just I don't know, man. He's got some fucking funk behind him. He drums.
He brings the funk.
So he does his own fucking drums.
Are we bringing this back to old Greg? Does he have the funk?
Yes.
I've got the funk
in his downstairs mix up.
Yeah. No, I've got the funk.
Yeah. Can I get that again, Kurt?
I've got the funk.
One more time.
I've got the funk.
Woo!
Okay. I've got a big ball of space titties.
Woo! Tight. Gotta milk those titties.
If you're fucking someone, you put on the Yes Laud album.
By Anderson Paak?
Yep.
Okay, that's a good pitch.
When we pulled up to Nippers, Matt and I, there was a guy making out with a girl like right next to the spot that we pulled into. And they're definitely drunk, but he was going to get it in. And we definitely cock-blocked him by pulling up right next to him. And I was like, sorry, go listen to Anderson Paak's Yes Laud and it'll be a good night. And he's like, all right.
There you go, Dan. And then he found a great elevator pitch for Anderson Paak. Listen to it if you're going to fuck.
That or Hiatus Coyote's
first
album. Why
the fuck did that guy stop and look at us?
Because he's dumb.
He's dumb as shit.
What are these guys doing parking in a parking spot?
No. Why would you stop? Sorry.
To make it awkward.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Maybe.
Wait. I was blasting some Anderson Paak with the windows down, and maybe he was like, fuck, this girl's hot, but what a good song.
No, here's what happened. He was making out with this lady, and he's like, man, this girl's great, but then you guys pull in. I'd rather be making out with those guys.
Oh, God.
That sounds
that
right.
Mustache ride.
He heard that Matt fucks.
Maybe we were like a good turning point. Fucks, he's fucks. Like, oh, let's make this awkward so we can finally fucking leave and go to my place.
That's actually not a bad move.
Yeah, no, not really.
Like, you know, it's weird just sitting outside my car with all these people here.
Be like, oh, babe, do you just want to like come to my place?
There's too many people. Literally too many because it's me and Dan.
Why are there so many people at this public place?
Gosh. I guess we'll have to go home and get completely naked.
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right.
See, you could go get laid tonight. All you got to do is get some meth up your ass first. Go get arrested.
I love you, Kurt.
This podcast is definitely gonna be like limbo after I die. Like I'm gonna have to like do this just perpetuity. I'm fucking digging this, Dan.
Yeah, it's too good of music to listen to it or like podcast.
Throw on some classical shit. Where are we at?
We are there.
I hear a guitar.
We're there.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the first half of the What's Online podcast. We'll be back after these short messages. Wait, Adam, bye. You got something?
No, I got nothing. I actually have to kind of pee, so I'm gonna take this this little break to pee.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Well, let's extend it a little bit. Let's.
Fuck you, Dan.
Let's beat around the bush. Hold on a second.
It's only gonna feel better.
Have you ever peed before? You guys want to talk about that real quick?
What's that? Peeing?
No, it's weird, right? You got to pull your dick out.
Whoa.
You know, what if definitely. You could do? Isn't that kind of gay handling dicks?
I'm a never
hold
nude.
Hold
I mean,
on. I don't
know
how to do that.
Legitimate. Okay.
What is good call for sitting down to pee?
If you're at work.
If you're disabled.
If you're tired.
If you, I like what Kurt said. If you're at work and you want to milk the time, you know.
That's true.
What percentage of on the toilet at work time is actually doing some kind of toilet act?
Like 10%.
It depends on like how hungover I am because I have like the liquor shits hardcore a lot. But I read something. Today.
Well, good to know.
The shot shit.
I read something today that if you take a 10-minute shit every day that you work, you will end up with the basically a week of paid vacation.
That's dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, don't you stand up to wipe your ass?
I mean. That's kind of personal.
Do you look in the mirror when you do it?
Hold on. No.
Yeah, sometimes I make faces and stick my tongue out as well.
We'll talk about that when we're back here. All right? That's a full topic.
No, I'm kidding. Or am I?
He purposely uses one sheet so when it breaks, he can.
Yeah, nothing but finger.
We'll be back.
Are we
in this bitch?
Are we in?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the What's Online podcast. Once again, we have had Ryan Pluck. We've got Matthew Harding.
I'm here, and not in jail.
Welcome back, Matt. We've got Daniel Ryan.
That's me.
On-site audio engineer and super queer.
Ooh.
nope.
When he's okay with right. it.
No, he said nope. And Adam's still here. Hey, thanks for being on, Adam.
Yeah, buddy. Of course.
He had no idea what he was getting into.
No, I did not. Thanks, Matt.
None at all.
Yep.
That was my fault.
What are we doing here?
And I meant it to be like that.
Oh, amen, sister.
You took to the podcast sister. Like a fish takes to like a bunch of like slimy like jelly that eventually turns into water.
Okay, I'll go with it.
You think we had plans, but no, we don't.
No.
Yep.
Dan, did you just poop yourself?
Almost.
I fucking hope so.
If that's what meth is coming out of his butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's meth. That's what I was doing.
I smell something.
Ian is not here.
Oh.
He didn't do meth.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I can bust out the heroin.
We're not going to slander Ian on the podcast.
Oh, no, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Hi, Ian. Do you listen to this?
Yeah,
if you do, email us at...
Yeah.
And we'll send you the 9/11 episode.
We will.
I think he would enjoy that.
Hey, here's his
letter. I was not part of that episode.
He said, hey. And then I said, we'll what up?
You got to email us and we'll email it to you.
The conversation. All right.
Can anyone do Ian's laugh?
I don't think I have any sound like that.
I haven't met Ian, but I could try.
I'm sure if you met him, he would get naked.
I mostly laugh at Ian, to be completely honest. I thought he was a really funny guy. That's why he ended up on the banner. And now I know.
She did the goddamn Carlton with my
heart.
She
did. And
she did.
And his dick.
What?
But he had a lot of dick stories.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He's a gone boy.
Once he left, we did walk back the dick talk a lot.
Well, that's cool.
Dan's trying to figure out if we have any samples of him laughing. He was pretty deadpan, actually.
Yeah.
He was like,
I don't know if
I'm
stuttering.
Yeah.
But I think it's an analogy for this has got to be wild.
All right, Dan, this is going really well. Could you stop?
Anybody in here ever watched Girl Fuck a Horse?
No. Oh, shit.
That was between me and...
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about how Adam cleans his butthole in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah. How you wipe.
Yeah, and you stand up.
That's what we heard.
Oh, that's news to me, but...
Do you stand up and wipe?
Tell us more.
I mean, sometimes, yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when you're done, you stand up and wipe, and then you're done.
I wipe...
Sitting
mostly
down.
Sitting down, yeah. Like, yeah. I don't, like, stand okay. up, and I'm like... I didn't do a good enough job. I'm all or nothing when I stand up.
Maybe
it's a
power move, I guess. Like, I just like standing up and like I'm finished, you know? Like,
do you go front to back or back to front?
I mean, does it matter?
Side to side?
Side to side.
Guys, yes.
I mean, yeah. Let's girls, take a poll here, I guess. Like,
do you like...
I swirl it. Right, I do the chocolate vanilla swirl.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what's the vanilla, though?
That's the toilet paper.
I want to know more about that.
That's the toilet paper.
It's the toilet paper.
Yeah. No, okay.
What
okay.
are we...
He doesn't
what?
Get off, you sick freak. He just,
I'm not a sick freak. I'm just asking.
I can't hear Dan.
Kurt, you dirty-minded little son of a bitch.
I mean, we are talking about how I wipe.
Yeah, okay, so. I mean, you guys brought it up.
I lean on one cheek and then fucking put my hand under there.
I stand up to pee, yeah. And then I sit down to poop. Like,
but do you shit standing up? Is that why you? Is that why you wipe standing up
in front of a mirror?
Does it matter to you, Kurt?
Like, I mean, if you shoot out a log standing up, that's impressive. I would want to know if you can do that on the podcast.
Be impressed. I guess.
Am.
I don't know.
I'm impressed.
Is your butt
I'm
off
impressed.
The seat
hold
while
on.
You're wiping?
Hold on.
While I'm wiping,
can you just do that on the podcast right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll get the video
is
camera.
Is there video?
Here we go.
I'm gonna grab Dan's mug real quick.
Nice.
Here.
All right. But I honestly. Like I'm kind of poop shy and I don't really have to poop.
Here
so.
We won't look, but we will have the camera look.
Yeah, we'll all put right. the mic on it.
Okay, we well I mean, can
we'll just
someone,
see it later.
All right, I'll go second.
Here's the mug.
Someone else go first.
Matt
you
I'm
got
okay.
This.
Matt.
Well,
I'll tell you what, we'll revisit this a little bit later.
All right, here we go.
Okay, good talk, boys.
Well, I guess I pooped in someone. In front
in
of
someone,
in,
what?
In front of in front
what?
Of someone,
Matt pooped in someone.
Oh my god, I feel so bad.
It
for
was
her.
Hot.
Oh shit! Oh, him. Who's saying
him.
It's a her?
You what?
Perfect timing. Good job, Dan.
I'm very happy that that clip
that was
comes
great.
Up so often.
I love it.
That was
it's
beautiful.
And it will not be it won't be DMCA'd. So that's good.
Yeah.
So,
lead us away, Kurt.
Please.
We've talked about pooping a lot in this podcast. Yeah. Last time was like bidet.
No, the last time was poop camping stories.
I wasn't
with Luke.
Here, so let's stop talking about poop.
Bad. Okay. It was just called gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are sick.
It was bad.
Sorry.
So there's a comedian who said the word chink on a podcast.
What did he say?
Chink. He referred to Asians as chinks on a podcast.
Dan, why would you do that?
I don't know. That's a real fucked up thing to do. You shouldn't call Asians chinks.
Yeah. Oh, just like how grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Yep. You have to bleep that out. You have to bleep that out.
Yeah.
So it was grandma, I mean, like Stephead?
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
That said something
Kurt
funny.
Is drunk.
What? That said something funny.
That was good,
why
man.
Why do I bleep out just this whole past 2 minutes?
if you can, yes.
The explanation. Maybe the name or the word that he said.
Yelling.
All the yelling.
The whole start of the topic.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's
but keep
redo.
What Matt said in.
So this guy is joining SNL, and then they dug up a podcast. It wasn't even, they said, we discovered this podcast. And
wait.
It was like something he did like a week
ago. Is this the Asian guy that just got signed to SNL?
No. His name's like Shane. He's just a white guy.
Oh.
But he's fair game as far as outrage culture.
Fuckability?
Oh.
Yeah. Fuckability.
Did you say fuckability?
He did.
I just want to confirm.
Yeah.
Nice.
My favorite genre of music is fuckability. Anyway. So.
Good genre.
Made this one, about it.
I don't know what this guy does, and I haven't looked it up. I don't know what his last name is, which is the worst part. But he kind of issued an apology.
No, he didn't.
But it wasn't, like, enough. So you've got people who get offended at calling people chinks, and then
am I bleeping those, Chappelle?
Yeah, yeah.
Or?
Yep.
Yeah, you could, that's probably a good idea.
Right.
That's why he's yelling, so you know where it is.
Oh yeah,
but make like the bleep like less,
like a gong.
Should I make it sound
like
two forks hitting each other?
Yeah. Chink
together.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's better. I was supposed to put it like in between the screaming.
But so this guy was on a podcast.
Yeah.
That was much like ours. It's,
was
except,
it online?
But it was like comedians. Oh. So they were funny.
It was what's offline.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's getting roasted, and a lot of people are
roasted.
The weird thing about this is there are like actual comedians being like, no, what he was doing is pretty normal for comedians, and if anybody who ends up on SNL is probably going to be doing this kind of stuff. Like, racial humor is just normal.
Yep.
So, I guess I'm just, like, in the vein of edgy comedy, which we do on this podcast, Adam, I know you're surprised. You're like, I thought this was a good Christian podcast. But
it's not that kind of show.
He's got
it's
it.
That kind of show.
Yeah, I got it.
So, yeah, I guess the weird part is you've got comedians kind of finally coming out and being like, you know what? No, this guy was just doing his thing. And then the other people being like, no, you can't do that. So that's where we've ended up. We've got this going on here. I don't know. Do you guys think like people who get signed on to SNL should be like held to higher standards of humor than... I don't think any of us have any danger.
I mean,
danger.
From their track record, no.
I mean, yeah. Depends on if the show's going to be good.
It depends on how good their
how
career
you know
is after they
it.
Leave SNL, right?
I mean,
like,
I haven't seen a funny SNL episode in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't really watch it.
I go to bed before it's on.
Yeah, it's past my bedtime
when
it comes
old.
On.
You're
so would you argue
old.
That am, maybe dude. The main audience for SNL is the same humorless like fucks that don't like want to cancel people? Would you the people
nah,
who
it's for middle age white people.
Dan, I'm loving the music. Thank you.
It fucking this sounds like so Mario weird. Sunshine.
It's so distracting.
I feel like I'm on Mario Kart right now, and it's tight.
I feel like I'm on Rainbow Road and missing the shortcut.
Cuba Beach, dude.
Ah, fuck that.
Yeah, if you're tripping, look up Big Salty Lake by Sten Van Wackeren.
This is tight.
Have fun spelling that.
Okay.
You could probably say it into Google and get it.
Yeah, send this shit to me, actually. I like this.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Can we get this guy on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably not.
Can we email him?
I'm online at email.com.
From
and then I'll send you my Spotify
podcast. And we'll send him the 9/11 episode. Hey, you want to be on our podcast? Here's an episode.
Yeah,
check it out.
Okay, how bad is this episode?
You'll have to email us to find out for yourself.
Dan, where do we email?
I don't know if I want to know.
I'm whatsonline@gmail.com. Ask for the 9/11 episode.
So you know how we're joking right now? It's just like that, but like worse. All 9/11 jokes.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah.
Are they jokes
or
truths?
Can I address that real quick? We made a 9/11 episode. I thought it was too risque.
I love it.
I'm not there.
And I didn't want to release it officially.
Don't blame me.
Dan came up with a really good alternative.
Non-disclosure for me.
If you want to hear it, you can email us and we'll like send it to you, but
you have to email us.
It's my official press release as the host of this podcast is it was edgy for the sake of being edgy rather than like trying to be funny.
Isn't that what most comedy is, though?
It was funny.
It was funny, too, though. Funny was like a side effect of it, though.
It wasn't cringe edgy. I think it just was edgy, but it was humorous.
I agree. I just
like
think it's...
edge that worked.
Well, then it sounds like you have to release it to the public, guys.
No, we are via email.
Yeah, via email.
If someone wants to know, they'll know.
If they care enough to hear that. If you email us and want our 9/11 episode and then get mad about it later,
that's your fault, I guess.
Yeah, that is 100%.
Because you asked for it.
No, if we did it live, that would have been hilarious.
But I don't know.
We're working on it. What Dan said.
I was doing Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's gay.
Hey, here's my impression of Kurt. Durr, it's not good enough for the public because it's too...
You know who that is? That's you, motherfucker.
Yo, is Kurt talking again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Dave Chappelle's Stick and Tones, email imwhatsonline@gmail.com.
And we'll send you the 9/11 episode. If you email us at all, you're getting the 9/11 episode.
Even if it's a complaint that we did 9/11 episode.
No, I don't want to deny it exists. We did that. It's on cassette. It is.
Whereas the Holocaust.
We'll do that one live.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yeah, when the Holocaust is happening.
When we get 50 episodes. Likes. Yeah.
Wait, when it is happening?
My heart's almost giving out.
Okay.
You know what I want to say?
6 million.
Really?
Views on our podcast?
Really?
Although
I don't believe it.
You summon
me
back. Okay.
God, you haven't done the Holocaust Now bit in a long time.
Because fucking
revert
crazy
back to episode
bullshit.
45.
Yeah,
it's
no,
been
no.
Been a while though.
Because like unironic Nazis are a thing now, so I'm like,
isn't that fucking insane?
It is,
guys. Yeah. Nazis are back.
Let's fucking punch them.
That's pretty fucked, actually.
Yeah,
right.
No. I'm bald.
Right, we're in this like meme-y world of like, fuck that. Everything sucks anyways. But like, Nazis are back.
See, that's why I didn't do it for a while, and now I like look back on that, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was going to get fucking real.
Is it because Nazis are back?
Nazis.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It's like school shootings, how you're just
I thought you said
now.
Nazis are bad.
We
and
are,
I was like,
yeah.
Nazis are back.
You remember that dinosaur movie, We Are Back?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, before
it's like that.
They do that, but like it's like Hitler. They're not even neo-Nazis.
Yeah, they were like summoned by a scientist that teaches them how to talk. Right. That's why you meant it's like
Hitler
We're
way.
Back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and and they're made by Steven Spielberg, right? He invented the new Nazis.
He invented
dinosaurs.
And Dr. Screw-Eye, the most devious neo-Nazi of all.
He's got a nice name.
Okay,
though.
But seriously, that movie kind of creeped me out as a
kid. when he gets eaten by the crows at the end?
No, the whole movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Dr. Screw
the whole fucking movie.
The whole movie freaked
you out?
Yeah,
it was creepy.
It was really well animated. Maybe that's why.
It was good, but it was kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Kurt.
Oh, they throw like the helmets.
Yeah, he's really well animated, but he's creepy.
They throw the helmets on them at the beginning and shit like that. It's fucking awful. Yeah. People in podcast land, look at We're Back. And also don't subscribe to alt-right channels. I don't know. It just sucks that I can't make Nazi jokes without being ascribed to being Nazi now.
Kurt, I'm not seeing what you're saying there.
Not seeing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dan, I don't want to take this
no
any
comment.
Further.
How about you, Matt?
No comment.
Listen, all right. I think we can blitzkrieg this entire first.
this oh, yeah, fuck. Dan Stop edited it. This whole thing out.
Bob. Hey, Kurt, do you have about 9 reasons why?
Listen, Dan, I've got a final answer to the podcast question.
Shit.
Fuck, we can't release this and not the 9/11 episode now.
yeah, that's why we do it all just audio, no visual. Because we're... That way we can play off that we all have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Because
we are perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
We're all also holding our hands to the sky.
Matt, I picked a hell of a night to come out.
You sure did.
Right? I mean, based on that, like...
I am the Untermensch.
Like, he would have wanted to kill Jesus then, right?
I mean...
Supermensch, actually. Because
he was black.
What did I sign up for?
And he was a
Jew. You're so enjoy it.
The Nazi party was actually very secular.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
They didn't fuck with Jesus?
No. In fact...
Jesus fucking Christ.
No. in fact, apparently Hitler admired Islam because they were like more like violent and like expansionist.
What if his whole rise to power was just like... Like, I'm gonna be a famous painter, but like, I can't do it through painting because I'm not that good. So I'll get famous and then be a painter.
It's like Charles Manson with his music.
That's
Charles
actually...
Manson's like, I'm pretty good. I wrote a song for the Beach Boys, but I think I need a little in.
I need a little edge.
Yeah, well, yeah, like he wanted to be a famous painter.
How am I gonna
stand
out?
But instead, he just became a famous painter.
Someone's upstairs.
I think that Hitler was a very diseased mind who was also high on a bunch of drugs.
Which ones?
methamphetamine, apparently, actually.
Oh yeah?
What else?
He was actually on a fucking bunch of shit. His
do you think
doctor...
he was high on life at all?
No.
No.
That movie hadn't come out yet.
Do you think he was high on those podiums?
Yeah. Like, I heard he had to stand on lifts.
Oh yeah? Did he do stand-up?
No. He sat down, usually.
He's like, why did 7, 8, 9?
Why did...
So,
yeah.
On a serious note, Hitler had a bunch of, like, health problems, and his doctor was kind of a quack, and he would just give him a lot of pills and stuff like that. So, if
that
you want...
That explains the mustache.
Yeah, don't use a duck for a doctor. That's called a doctor. It's not the same thing.
God damn it, that is good.
For people in podcast land, if you want to learn more, there is the World War II channel on YouTube that goes into great detail about how fucking crazy his doctor is. His doctor was actually fucking insane, too.
I bet Dan Carlin probably has some stuff about it, too.
Dan Carlin?
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History?
Ooh, possibly.
Yeah, he does 4-hour-long podcasts that are incredibly interesting. If you ever wanted to get into history and then you start reading history and you're like, I'm not into this,
listen
to Dan Carlin's,
I actually have... Because
listening is better.
This sounds like a... This sounds
easier.
Third Shift. I learned some crazy stories.
This sounds like a fucking bit where we're sponsored by him, but it's not. And I've actually paid to get his bit on the Mongols. It's fucking really good.
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Check that out.
Brought to you by Screwball Whiskey.
Yeah, brought to you by Screwball.
Sponsor a Screwball.
You fucker.
I saw you at the liquor store when I got this rum.
Really?
And I almost
got it. The peanut
butter
one?
Yeah, I almost got it. I was like,
the peanut butter?
Fuck y'all. Y'all need to sponsor us, and then we'll shoot you out. Yeah, I'm not going to. I want to try it too, but.
But not until they get
on their bullshit. Yeah, not until we get it for free.
I can vouch for the Mongols. Hardcore history is good, and the King of Kings. Yeah.
Email us, Screwball, and we'll email you the 9/11.
Why don't we just email them?
We have an auto response.
Don't you want to sponsor this?
Imagine.
Oh
like,
my God, that would be a good autoresponder.
Imagine they're like, huh? You know what? These guys are a little rough around the edges, but I think they deserve a sponsorship. And then, like, they send us, hey.
You know, we've really been considering. And we heard that song that you wrote for us.
And then
I wrote a fucking song for you guys.
Oh, ve.
Oyo, como ve?
Oyo,
como ve?
Menoso.
Chariques is a breakfast food. Eggs and masa.
What are you talking about?
This is...
I'm just going on.
Okay. All right, Adam, what you got?
What's up, buddy? Yeah. I'm showing over home. Here.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Yeah.
Knock it out of the
dance
park.
Dance for me, monkey. Come on. Oh,
you, I mean, the people can't see me dance.
No.
Oh, but they can hear it.
Oh, but shit, dude. Oh, my God. I can't play
put
this.
Put those
actually.
On your hips and belly dance, buddy.
It sounds tight, though. No Ooh. Matter what I do, it sounds the same, so...
Ooh.
You like that shit?
All right.
Nice I love that shit.
That shit.
Okay,
that,
you pass.
Does that please Anyways. You, Curtis?
Does
Are
it
you satisfied?
Are you satisfied on your throne there, buddy?
He's shaking his stomach. Curtis
he's
sat on the toilet right
he's
now.
He's doing some stomach shit.
He's getting my stomach around.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, remember how our parents in that generation thought... They could take like a rubber belt and put it on their stomach and have it shake a lot, and that would actually.
Oh, God. I feel like that's still a thing. I still see that on TV sometimes.
It's just old ladies using it, though.
It doesn't work, though.
Is that like
it
the same thing
sense.
As a shake weight?
No.
Yeah, but for your hips.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't
You're
do
right,
anything.
Actually, yeah. Have any of you guys ever had a shake weight?
No.
I
have my
You're
dick.
You're full of shit.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's basically
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a chronic
yeah,
masturbation
man, at,
problem.
Yeah.
What do I
look
need
at Kurt's shit left
anymore?
Arm.
Is that how I get abs?
Well, thank you, Kurt. Mm. Take it away.
Anyway.
Tell us about it.
How'd you get your abs?
He's got a six-pack.
Okay, under
the fat.
Yeah,
under the cake.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm ripped under this fat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, shake weights, yeah.
Shake weight. I don't know. Well, what's the most like stupid like infomercial you guys have ever seen?
Probably shake weights.
Shake weights is bad, but
a nun's cooking book.
A nun's cooking book? Yeah, is that an infomercial that you watch?
Yeah, I saw that once when I was younger.
Okay, if you were 13,
yeah.
No,
watching,
hold
like,
on.
Comedy
wait, is
Central
there anything else?
3 in the morning, Not and the... you had a credit card.
Would I buy that?
What
book?
Is your debt?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you know what? When I was a little kid, I'm like, man, I can't wait till I'm 18 and can get a credit card.
Fucking thing.
I mean, all of them were like $19.95
plus shipping and handling.
Plus shipping and handling at 6 months, like per $19.95.
Yeah, when you're young, you're like, I'll have money.
So
I don't know really what that costed, like in comparison to things. But
all I saw was the $19.95
things.
If I
didn't
I
see
had
time
the money
six.
At the time, I would have fucking 20 Homer Chia Pets.
So are we talking before 12 p.m. or after 12 p.m.?
After.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. How much are you going to spend on the phone sex hotline? Mm.
I mean, I.
The
I'm
bigger question
that.
Is, can you come in the 3 minutes that the Girls Gone Wild commercial is going to be on for?
No, but I can retain that imagery in my brain.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I'll let Kurt answer that.
Yeah.
And then
I can
redraw
hold on
it.
To that feeling.
He
it's more than a feeling, really.
He records it with the VHS and then pauses it and traces them.
You know what?
Saves it for later.
Not a bad idea.
That's how you learn how to
listening.
Draw.
That's how you learn how to draw.
And then yeah. you learn about
the birth of an artist.
Is that
the
how,
after
is that how it happened
artist.
For you?
The girth of an artist.
That's how it happened. Look how good.
For people in podcast land, I'm thinking when I started drawing naked chicks.
When you start telling people how well endowed you are?
Well, how endowed I am? Oh, like drawing? No, I'm. I have a very average penis.
Kurt's got a boner and I don't notice.
Yeah.
a very average penis. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a room and like it's oversized, then it just adjusts. Mm-hmm.
So like now, I guess.
Yeah, what?
It accounts for the median and it just
it like looks back and forth at what you, else is around.
You see like a sliding bar, like there are calculations going in front of my head, like a video game.
It's,
and
just, it's just that math meme for a second, and mm-hmm. it's just there.
It's blurry. Like the graphics are like loading.
Pixelated.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you ever like on Facebook and then you see a meme and it's like a text meme and you start reading it and then it's just like a positive thing and you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be like funny at the end.
Yeah, no, you hope that like maybe this person had a sense of humor, but no, they're like, Jesus is in my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you need to take a day for yourself and step back and you're expecting to be like, then find that noose. But like, then it's just like, and everything's going to be okay. And you're like,
damn, nah, Drake, why'd you have to do
that? Like, sure,
what was it? I stopped drinking for good. Now I start drinking for evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like, take a chance and explore yourself. By fisting yourself up the anus, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then it's
or
like
something
all
like that.
Or just haven't found
something.
It.
I mean,
funny.
Insert
comedy here.
Yeah.
Can we just do that for the podcast?
Yeah. Isn't that what we've been doing?
Yeah. Yeah. We're just doing it manually.
God, we're idiots.
We don't have that short code unlocked yet.
We're driving a fucking manual comedy train when we really should be...
Speaking of some kind of device that would just hook up to our brains and then, like, do that.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is working with someone, I don't remember who it is.
A rich person.
To develop
NASA?
AI.
David Bowie.
That
real life Batman.
Like a human brain.
Say that again.
Repeat
the
that.
Robot apocalypse is on its way.
Hell yeah. And we can't unplug it.
What the fuck are we listening to?
This fucking music sucks, Dan.
What?
This music.
This
is
the
ass.
Next Tangle headphone song, dude.
This is
fuck
my
you.
Tripping playlist.
Well, no, Tangle headphones.
It's called Are You
it sucks,
it?
Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I hate when they pull them out of my pocket and they're all. I can't enjoy music quickly.
Song again.
God damn it.
Is do the banana song.
How about some Sly and the Family Stone?
Play some fucking Tycho next time, you fucking idiot.
No, mixing it up.
Yeah.
Wow, Kurt, mean.
All right.
Any hoozle.
Yeah. You got something?
Yeah, you were saying the robot apocalypse is on the way. I don't know, dude. I've seen videos of people throwing shit at those robots.
You think... If it
like
does
kind of
imitate like a human brain, it's
human
big blocks, sandbags, and stuff like that.
Monkey turds.
Do you think it's just going to kill itself?
Fuck.
Once it sees what society's become, probably.
What kind of memes is it going to make?
None.
I
what
hope
kind of memes
something.
Is it going to share?
I all hope of something.
Whose brain
get on,
is it imitating?
Get on Twitter. They have a ton of meme bots that just generate memes.
They write movie scripts.
And they're better than most memes that
I hope
actual people make.
Yeah.
I hope they're good.
They
have you seen
evil.
Those AI bot movie scripts?
No, I have not.
They're good.
I forced the blank to watch hours of blank, and they created a blank script.
Pluck the duck, enlighten me. Tell me about that.
I always
shit.
Assume those were just
they,
actually.
I
want to
hear it.
No, they were.
I'm sure some of them are. They're just trying to be funny, but I mean, there are a lot of people that just have bots watch a certain type of movie for hours and then. Write something,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they did Olive Garden commercials.
Yeah, that was the first one that I saw.
Yeah, that one was really good. The horror movie one is pretty good that they did. It was like a slashers one. It's like, your sobriety bums me out. and then the chainsaw comes to life, kills people.
Yeah, so it might be like faked, but the idea is that if you can get an AI to write a script for you, and it's goofy, but it still makes a little bit of sense.
It's better than most of the commercials on TV.
Mm-hmm. God, it's about to be spooky time. Right, are there
one.
Any good horror movies
here's,
about
this
to
is
come
one
out?
You're talking. I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of horror movies, then asked it to write a horror movie of
Matt,
its own.
How you doing,
here's
buddy?
The first page.
Damn, if only we had this printed out.
Exterior house that wears hockey mask. An old man cuts the grass by... Oh, fuck.
Yep, you're going to have to zoom in.
Old man cuts the grass by stabbing it with an axe. Four teens arrive in a car that runs on sex. They exit car. It is spring break. Time for teens to guzzle fluids and die off. Teen one. Old man, you do not belong. We rent this house for a week of young times. Old man, I am caretaker. I care. Do not stay in house. Kitchen is a monster. Witch's basement. Beds are ghosts. Sink hates priests. TV is a book. Teen two. Get buried. You are a waste of age. Teen two is the state jerk. His college major is vodka law.
Vodka law.
Teen three. Like maybe we leave. Yeah. This place gives me the creeps. Teen four, stop acting chicken. Your virginity is making you a bird as usual. The house door swings open. A little girl comes out orphanly. Teen two, your sobriety is not appreciated. Teen two throws a can of gin at the little girl. The little girl turns into a Texas chainsaw, but is still orphan. Texas chainsaw, die, y'all. Houston, Dallas. Teen three makes a scream. Teen four makes a scream, too. The Texas chainsaw cuts off Teen 2's body. His blood says hi to all. Teen 1, no. Teen 2 needs a body to drink. Teen 3 calls 911, but a Frankenstein answers and is upset. Old man, run into the car. Go, I end this. Teen 1 and Teen 3 run into the house. Teen 4 runs into the chainsaw. Old man, that is not the car.
So
yep,
yeah.
There you go. Adam. You were wanting to figure out
at Keaton Patty.
At Keaton Patty.
Yep.
Who then you said, have to credit.
Then he tagged Jordan Peele and said, "Let me know if you want to use this."
Well, good work. Good work.
Good work. Good work.
I'd watch that movie.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Nice.
That'd be the scary movie that I don't have to get drunk to watch.
So wait, It 2 has already come out. Is there any like good spooky stuff that's going to be coming out this like October? Like, I haven't heard anything from Jordan Peele actually. So
no, he did Us earlier this year.
Right. So
what was the other one he did?
Get Out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
He's producing the new Candyman movie.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I want to see that. I actually saw that for the first time
at my house.
Yeah, at your house. So
nice. Yep.
Yeah, we had it on as just background shit, but you were just locked into it.
We were gonna record, and then I just sat there eating like a.
You just watched the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's anything crazy happening. It's weird because
the new Rob Zombie movie.
I can kill someone. Jesus Christ!
What's it called?
Three from Hell. It takes place in that Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses
trilogy. Ryan, should we talk about the horror anthology series that Danzig has released onto the indie movie circuit?
I want to fucking see that movie. Danzig, he wrote and directed, I think it's a spaghetti western vampire movie.
I thought it was a series. It was like an anthology.
Wait.
Okay.
Did you say spaghetti western?
Spaghetti western vampire movie.
What the fuck is spaghetti western?
Spaghetti western is a type of western movie that was popularized in Italy in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, all right. That was just a question.
They were able to mass produce
movies like crazy. I'm kind of blown away by spaghetti westerns.
Yeah. They were crazy. They're
fucking awesome.
Yeah, they were very cool.
It's just Italian?
It's Italian western movies, okay. Yeah.
Their interpretations, back when you couldn't like get a bunch of movies out very quickly,
mm-hmm.
The Italians were able to do that.
They were just like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, they're just called that because... Anyways, Glenn Danzig released an anthology series.
Okay.
And it premiered at like some indie festivals and stuff like that.
There was one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
One in...
Glenn Danzig of Danzig fame and also Misfits. Of Misfits and everything like that.
Yeah, of course.
His erotic comic books.
His erotic comic books. So people said it's a lot like his comic books where it doesn't make a lot of sense and it's really dumb.
That's all I want.
So... This film premieres, like he has like a, it's like three stories,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they're like really incoherent and weird like stories, and this all goes on, and then the film ends, and then Danzig comes out like at the end of the film festival, and he's like, "You guys laughed a lot more than I thought you would. I thought it would be like creepy, but that's cool." And then he answered questions. No, and then he answered questions about it too. And he's like, yeah, "No, I just thought this would be hardcore." So like that. So Danzig is still out there.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. I saw that he was releasing a movie, but I didn't hear too much.
It's so.
Other than I thought it was a spaghetti western vampire movie.
People in podcast land could look forward to that. Like Rob Zombie is like he can direct like stuff. Like
some of his original stuff's. And he's hit or miss. He's real edgelord, like very edgelord.
But I'm saying he can make a coherent film from start to finish.
What does edgelord mean?
Well, did you see his Halloween?
Yeah, I did.
Or just like real dark, edgy backstory on Michael Myers and all that bullshit.
What was the animated one that Rob Zombie did?
The Tales of El Super Beasto.
El Super Beasto. Yeah. I watched that all the way through.
Yeah.
Just to be like... Oh, he actually made an entire animated movie of this. It's very good. Yep. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us on the What's Online podcast. Once again, we've been Ryan Pluck.
Bye.
We've had Matthew Harding.
I like spaghetti.
You like spaghetti. We'll show you some spaghetti westerns, and we'll get that on the next
The good,
podcast.
The bad, the ugly.
Hell yeah. Oh.
We have our fucking notorious and badass audio engineer, everything engineer on this podcast, Daniel Ryan.
Thanks. Do we trust him to make bridges?
Yeah, we do.
Nice.
Oh. Nope.
I'm just hoping he doesn't like release the 9/11 episode too early. And,
unless you email us.
Adam is our super special guest. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. You got any like last words? Anything you want to plug?
I guess I'm super special. Thanks, Kurt.
Retard.
Love you, buddy. It's been a good time.
He just means you're learning disabled.
I got that. Kurt's kind of a dick.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
No,
yeah.
No, I can't.
I say that
Kurt
loosely.
Kurt gave me like a really, really nice.
But it's been fun. Let's go eat some chicken, boys.
Oh,
chicken boys.
That's a good
chicken. I don't want to eat chicken, boys.
Uh-oh. Matt's a great cook, so I'm gonna plug him into. That. So.
Can we hire Matt?
Anyways, boys. It's been a good night.
Yeah. That's right. If you want to contact us and get the 9/11 episode, please email us at imwhatsonline@gmail.com.
Hey,
now at whatsonlinepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kurt. Fucking up, buddy.
I'm going to be releasing the comic song, and we're going to have some blog style posts. So if you want to figure out what any of us are up to on the podcast, then just log on to the site and you'll find it there.
Can you plug my studio on that?
Good luck, pals.
Cool. Yeah. Cult Gang Studios will also be there.
Also,
just cultgangstudios.com.
Yeah.
And I can mix stuff for you. Maybe you're an artist and you want something nice. Or you live in Indianapolis and you're looking forward.
Intentively, I hesitate to do this, but next week, if you guys want to figure out about Long Furbies and my brother, tune in next week. That's happening.
Damn.
All right.
We got plans already.
Yeah.
Look at that. We're set up.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. All right.
Thank you and goodbye forever.
That means you won't hear us next week.
Yeah, I might go to jail.
Not a good time, though. You have a 10 out of 10. We'll try again.
You know that it's Cult Gang, ho.